They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas, Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could
be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Science,
yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Game number 5 of a 6-game series between the Blue Claws and the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Blue Claws Phillies affiliates and Greensboro the affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hoppers have won 3 of the first 4 in the last 2 in this series, winning the opening game back on Tuesday. Home opener here for Jersey Shore. And then Blue Claws won Wednesday. Greensboro's picked up come-from-behind wins each of the last 2 days, 10-6 on Thursday. Again, the Blue Claws led 5-1. And then last night in a game, Jersey Shore led 3-0. Greensboro rallied for a 9-5 win. So game number 5 here today, and the Blue Claws will try to pick up what would be their second home win thus far this season. They'll send left-hander Matt Osterberg to the mound, who threw 4 scoreless innings in his first appearance of the year. That was on Sunday up in Brooklyn. And left-hander Mitchell Miller on the mound for Greensboro, who will make his 3rd appearance of the season. He has allowed 5 earned runs in an inning and a third over those 2 games, including 3 runs in 1 inning in the ball game on Tuesday. Osterberg from St. Cloud State. He's warming up now down the line in the bullpen. Last night, Greensboro erased a 3-0 deficit. Starter Gunnar Mayer for Jersey Shore went 4 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, struck out 5. But then in the 5th inning, Carlos Francisco gave up 3 runs to make it 3-3. And then in the 7th inning, the Hoppers exploded for 5 runs. The first 2 were charged to Tristan Garnett. All 5 scored with Ralpho Sanchez pitching. A 2-run double by Mike Jarvis broke the tie. And then 2 batters later, Hudson Head hit a 3-run home run to, at the time, make it 8-3. Blue Claws would get a couple of more back out of Marcus Lee. Sang RBI single, but the final score in that game yesterday was Greensboro 9 and Jersey Shore 5. So the Blue Claws are 2-5. The Hoppers are 5-2 so far this season. On the first pitch thrown by a Greensboro pitcher yesterday, Nick Ward hit a solo home run to right center field. He hit it up above the 8-foot-high padded wall. It actually hit off the home run target out in right center. There's a home run contest at Blue Claws games on the bottom of the 5th inning. If a Blue Claws player hits a home run off that target, then a fan will win $10,000. Now, it was the first inning, so there was no prize awarded, but still quite the shot there for Nick Ward, who's 9-for-24. He's got 2 homers in his last 3 games. He's also drawn the league best 9 walks, and he's 5-for-5 stealing bases. So Nick has been off to a tremendous start thus far this season for the Blue Claws. He will lead off again today and play at third. How you lead back in there. He had last night off. He'll bat second and play second base for Jersey Shore. Matt Osterberg continuing to throw down in the Blue Claws bullpen. Let's do the pitching preview now. And that's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. And RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. Osterberg, a 23-year-old from Coleman, Wisconsin, 15th-round pick of the Phillies in the 2021 draft out of St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. He threw 4 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts on Sunday at Brooklyn in his season debut. Gave up 1 hit, walked 2. Spent most of last year with Clearwater, where he was 2-6, but had a 3.25 ERA, 52 strikeouts in 63 2/3 innings pitched, and also pitched 1 game through scoreless inning for AA Reading near the end of the year, and pitched for Clearwater in his 2021 career debut. Majored in software engineering in college, and in his St. Cloud State bio, he notes that he likes to eat limes. Haven't a chance to talk to him about that, but I'm sure we will as the season goes along. Mitchell Miller for Greensboro, originally drafted by the Angels in the 31st round of the 2018 draft out of West Texas A&M, and this will be his 3rd game of the year. Gave up 2 runs and a 1/3 of an inning on opening day for Greensboro. That was April the 7th up in Hudson Valley, and then 3 runs in 1 inning in the first game of this series on Tuesday. So while he was drafted by the Angels in 2018, he didn't sign with them and ended up pitching collegiately West Texas A&M, and then signed as a free agent with the Pirates in December of 2021. So this is his 2nd season pitching in their system. Last year spent the bulk of the year with Low A Bradenton, where he was 2-1 with a 3.18 ERA in 17 appearances. In 22 innings, he struck out 24, and he walked 11. So Mitchell Miller, the left-hander, on the mound today for Greensboro. The two managers are out there with the two umpires for the lineup card exchange, Robbie Hammack of Greensboro and Greg Brodzinski for Jersey Shore. And they're with the two umpires, Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire today, and the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. Elsewhere in the Phillies system, the Phillies themselves will be in action in just a few minutes, 4-10 in Cincinnati with Matt Strom on the mound. Lehigh Valley, 6:35. They are in Durham tonight for Game 5 of that series. T.J. Zoik on the hill there. Reading has Josh Hendrickson on the mound as they host Hartford at 5:15. And Clearwater will host Fort Myers at 6:30. And they will send Samuel Aldegheri to the hill. Aldegheri is the pitcher for Clearwater from Verona, Italy. He's a left-hander, 21 years old. Signed with the Phillies back in July of 2019 when he was still 17 years old. So he's been in the system for a couple of years. And Aldegheri was the starter in the no-hitter that the Threshers threw last Saturday. And in that game, he threw four perfect innings, retiring all 12 batters that he faced on just 51 pitches. And he struck out seven. So he'll make his second start of the season coming up tonight for the Threshers, 6:30 in Clearwater later on here tonight. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Starting lineup and get ready for first pitch. Blue Claws and the Grasshoppers from here in Shoretown on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Blue Claws getting set to take the field. A couple of other notes. Humpers lead this series 3-1. Blue Claws had a couple of stolen bases last night, 21 now in 23 attempts in the first 7 games of the season. They have at least one in every game except the game on Wednesday, and their 21 steals are 3 more than any other team in High A. Nick Ward and Troy Schreffler are tied for the team lead with 5 apiece, and neither has been caught. And they will hit back-to-back in the order today. Schreffler hitting in the 9-hole and then Ward the leadoff batter. So the second time through the order, they'll go Schreffler and then into Ward. So keep an eye on that. But the Blue Claws have a number of players throughout this lineup that can run. Blue Claws pitchers have issued 48 walks and 63 and two-thirds innings so far this season, including 5 on Thursday, 6 more on Friday, and 24 in the first 4 games of the series. So too many walks in the bullpen, in large part because of walks, has a collective 8.14 earned run average so far this season. In 42 innings, they've allowed 45 hits and 37 walks with a 1.95 whip to go along with that ERA of 8.14. So Jersey Shore's dropped 2 in a row, trying to avoid a third straight defeat here today to Greensboro. We will take a quick break as Matt Osterberg heads out. And Matt takes the mound. We'll have the starting lineups, and Matt just walks slowly out to the mound. Fist bumps Buster, the mascot, and we are ready to go. So we'll take a quick break, and after the national anthem, we'll come back and have the starting lineup for Greensboro in the first pitch of today's game. The Blue Claws, the Grasshoppers from Shoretown on a beautiful, windy Saturday. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Pleasant, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Jersey Shore Blue Claws, High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. They are 2-5, and Greensboro High A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are 5-2. Matt Osterberg for the Blue Claws, Mitchell Miller for Greensboro. Pair of left-handers duking it out here this afternoon. Second start for Osterberg, who threw four scoreless in Brooklyn on Sunday. Here's the lineup that he'll face from Greensboro and their manager, Robbie Hammack. Mike Jarvis leads off in right. Then Abraham Gutierrez, the DH. Jace Bowen is in left field. He'll bat third. Then Michael Escoto at shortstop. Hudson Head is in center field. He bats fifth. Then Ernie Ordonez is the first baseman. Jackson Glenn plays at third, and he'll bat seventh. Hitting eighth and playing second base is Brendan Dixon. And batting ninth and catching is Eli Wilson. And the lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Osterberg is from St. Cloud State in Minnesota. And he is from Coleman, Wisconsin. 15th round pick in the 2021 draft by the Phillies. He will turn 22 years old coming up in just 6 days on April the 21st. Blue Claws will be in Aberdeen for that next week. Here's Jarvis to step in and get things underway. He had the game-winning hit yesterday, breaking a 3-all tie with a 2-run double in the seventh. First pitch, a fastball, and it's high and outside. One ball and no strikes. We're underway. First pitch time today is 4:04, and the game time temperature is 76 degrees. Bouncer to third, ranging to his left is Nick Ward. He snags it, throws across to Jamari Baylor in time, and one up and one down. That'll bring up Gutierrez, the DH, who's 8 for 25 with a home run. He's had a good series. Gutierrez, of course, played here, Blue Claws, in 2019. It's a little warmer, I think, than we were expecting yesterday. Actually, it's technically it's 70, not 76. And that one is in there for a strike. And the count is nothing and one on Gutierrez. But it is dry, and there was a pretty good chance of rain. And that one misses from Osterberg. One ball and one strike. There was a pretty good chance of rain when we went to sleep last night. Swing and a miss. A fastball. It's 1-2. But tarp was dry this morning, and we took the tarp off at 9 a.m., and it's been off the whole day. Now, there is the potential for some rain a little bit later on, but we should be good to get the game in. 1-2 count. Osterberg's pitch, a fastball upstairs, and that evens it up on Gutierrez at 2-2. Abraham from Caracas, Venezuela, he's fouling this one off to the right out of play. 23 years old. Came over from the Phillies for lefty Braden Ogle in 2021. Played for Greensboro last year as well. And that one is high, ball three. And a count full. Wind is blowing, or was blowing before, out towards left field. It's quieted down a bit now. There are some clouds blowing across our vision from right to left out in the background. That one is outside. It's ball four. So a walk to Gutierrez. He's at first. Not a threat to steal. And that'll bring up the left fielder for Greensboro in Jace Bowen. These teams will play again in a couple of weeks, beginning May 9th in Greensboro, and those are the 12 meetings between the two teams for the year. Defensively for Jersey Shore, it's Troy Schreffler in left, Jared Carr in center, and there's a fastball outside. And the right fielder is Leandro Pineda. Nick Ward at third, Casey Martin at short. Second baseman is Hao Yu Lee. Jamari Baylor's at first, and Andrick Nava gets his first start behind the plate this year. He is doing the catching, 1-0. Line drive up the middle, that's dropping, and a base hit. Carr comes in, plays it on a hop, and tosses it towards third. Gutierrez moves up 90 feet, and Greensboro has runners at first and second with one out. Bowen now 10 out of 27 on the season, and the batter will be Michael Escoto, the shortstop, to bat here for Greensboro, their cleanup hitter today. Escoto is 5 out of 22 to start the year. He has 23 career homers. Began his career in the Yankees system, and he was in the Jameson Taillon trade a couple of years ago. Hit 8 homers last year, 6 in Greensboro, 2 with Bradenton. And the Osterberg opener, a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and 1. Luklaus 2 and 5, Greensboro 5 and 2 to open up this season. Hoppers have won 2 of the first 3 in this series. Fastball high, 1-1. Or check that, 3 of the first 4 games in this series. Luklaus dropped 2 out of 3 in Brooklyn last week while Greensboro opened the year in Hudson Valley, and they ended up taking 2 out of 3 from the Renegades. So they haven't been home yet. They'll open their stadium this year on Tuesday against Greenville. High fastball, swing and a miss by Michael Escoto, and the count is nothing and 2. Osterberg Sunday in Brooklyn pitched great, 4 scoreless innings. He allowed just 1 hit, walked 2, and struck out 5. And left in a scoreless game. The game actually remained scoreless into the 7th inning when Brooklyn scored 4. And that one, Anthony's got him, strike 3. Pulled the string, Escoto knew it, and he's punched out by Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire, 2 men down. That strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. So that'll bring up the dangerous left-handed batter, Hudson Head. 6 for 24 to start the year with a home run. That came last night, a 3-run shot. He smoked it off Rodolfo Sanchez. Swing and a miss at a fastball. The count, nothing and 1. That was in the 5-run Greensboro 7th inning and put them up 8-3 in a game they would win yesterday 9-5. First and second for the Hoppers with 2 down, top of the first, and that one high. Gets past Nava and flies back to the screen. A wild pitch, and the two runners advance to second and third. Well, that one got away from Matt Osterberg. Gutierrez ends up at third, and Jace Bowen ends up at second with 2 down. The count on Hudson Head is 1 ball and 1 strike. Head's from San Antonio. Third round pick in 2019 by Pittsburgh. And now Nava, the catcher, will go out to have a word with the left-hander Osterberg. Excuse me, he was drafted by San Diego, my mistake, and traded to the Padres in the Joe Musgrove deal. 1-1. Cut on and miss. Big rip at a breaking ball. And the count, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Played in Greensboro last year at 234 with 10 homers. So second and third, Osterberg trying to get through this first inning. And he misses inside a changeup. Fastball, cutter, curveball, changeup for Osterberg. And he's even with a count here on Hudson Head at 2-2. Nava sets up high, at least initially, And the pitch is on the outside corner. Fastball got him looking. Strike three. And the inning is over. So back-to-back, backwards K's from Matt Osterberg. No runs, one hit, two left. We played half an inning, and it's Greensboro nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood, we head into the bottom of the first inning. No score. Nick Ward will lead off for Jersey Shore at third. He'll be followed by Howie Lee, the second baseman, and Anthony Kirion, the DH. Leandro Pineda's in right field. He bats fourth, and Jamari Baylor at first base. Hitting sixth and catching, Hendrick Nama, and Casey Martin, the shortstop. Jared Carr's in center, bats eighth. Batting ninth and left is Troy Schreffler. Here's Nick Ward, 9 for 24 to start the year with two homers. And he takes a fastball strike. He swung on the first pitch that he saw last night in the first inning from Bubba Chandler and hit a home run over the wall in right center, smashing off the big wall beneath the boardwalk games, but above the home run line. 0-1, breaking ball, and that's outside. So he's got two home runs in his last three games. He's got five stolen bases in five attempts, and he leads the league in walks. So it's been a good run here for Nick Ward to start the season. Fastball high. And the count 2-1. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Facilities including Community Medical Center at Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. Two balls, one strike. Fly ball pretty well hit out in the left field. Going back on it, Chase Bowen. Still going back toward the track. Reaches up and makes the catch as he crosses onto the track up against the Wingstop sign in left field. So Nick Ward gives it a ride but flies out one away, and that'll bring up How You Lead. RWJ Barnabas Health is proud to be the most comprehensive health system in New Jersey and the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Miller began his career at Clemson, finished it at West Texas A&M. And a liner to first, snag by Ordonez. Lee couldn't hit it much harder. Ordonez was playing way off the line, the first baseman, and it went right to him. So two down for Anthony Kirion. He pitched in 2021, Miller did, for the Ogden Raptors in the Independent Pioneer League, and then signed on with Pittsburgh. Pitched in Bradenton last year with a little bit of time in Greensboro, and this is his first full season with the Grasshoppers. He's allowed five runs, though, in an inning and a third to start the year. And that's a breaking ball outside to Kirion of the count 1-0. Kirion, 5 out of 21 with a home run. He hit that home run on Sunday in Brooklyn. And the 1-0 is a curveball, and that drops in there for a called strike. Miller was the second pitcher in the game for Greensboro on Tuesday. He gave up three runs. Kirion grounded out against him. Lifts this one off for his foul, and that's back out of play. Into the seats off to the right, and the count is 1-2 with Leandro Pineda on deck. A couple of the lefties that typically are in there for the Blue Claws are not today. No Marcus Lee Seng, no Rickson Wingrove. Wilfredo Flores had a solid week. He's got the day off. That's curveball that misses outside. A couple of lefties are in there in Ward, who plays every day. Pineda and Jared Carr, but three of the four Blue Claws outfielders are left-handed batters, so some of them have to play, of course, every day. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by Kirion. Kind of got tied up there with a curveball, and he strikes out, swinging to end the inning. So the Blue Claws go in order in the first. We go to the second, no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Top of the second inning, Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. No score. Pitch by Matt Osterberg. Chopper right side, and that's through. How you leave. The second baseman was up near the bag, and that bouncer by Ernie Ordonez finds the hole. So Ordonez aboard with Greensboro's second hit, and Jackson Glenn, the third baseman, coming to the plate. So Ordonez, the sixth hitter. So 6, 7, and 8 in this inning, and then Eli Wilson would bat fourth. And here is Jackson Glenn with a runner at first. And nobody out. Glenn is 1-for-14 to start the season. Pirates took him in the fifth round in 2021 out of Dallas Baptist. And a fastball in there for a called strike. Count is nothing and one. Elsewhere in the Philly system, Philly's just underway in Cincinnati. No score. Matt Strom on the hill. Oh, one line back up the middle. Base hit towards left center. Carr moves over and boots it. That lets Ordonez go around second. Heads to third. Carr picks it up. Fires to second. And not in time. So sliding in safely there is Glenn, and that'll be a single and an error. So E8 on Jared Carr, and Greensboro now with runners out at second and third. Carr normally very sure-handed out there, but he just booted that one. It was, at that point to him, a hard bouncer, and it hit off the palm of his glove and bounced a few feet over to his right. Blue Claws bring the infield in early on. Seeing Greg Brodzinski be pretty aggressive with that, I think it's generally the right move. Here's Brendan Dixon, and Osterberg's pitch is a breaking ball for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. So second and third, nobody out in the first inning. You know, we've seen a lot of times where a manager might play at least the middle infield back because you don't want to get beat on the blooper, but Brodzinski more on the aggressive side with everybody in. 0-1 the count. And a cut fastball bounce foul by Dixon, third base side. It's 0-2. Osterberg throws a fastball and a cutter, along with a curveball and a changeup. And I think that was the cutter that'll throw in on the hands to right-handed batters. Dixon adjusts the batting glove, stepped out. And the plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, calls the bat boy over to bring him some new baseballs. So Osterberg, who struck out 2 in the first inning, could use one here. And he's ahead of Dixon, nothing in 2. Ward, Martin, Lee, and Baylor, third around of first, all in on the grass. And the 0-2 pitch lifted foul down the first baseline into the seats out of play. Now the count remains nothing in 2. Dixon is a right-handed batter from Weatherford Junior College in Texas. He was the 20th round pick, which is now the last round in the 2021 draft taken by Pittsburgh. Here's the 0-2. Pulled foul down third off the cage in front of the Greensboro dugout, and it caroms down the left field line. Ordonez at time called by Dixon. Actually, no, time called by the plate umpire, Eubanks. Greensboro had one of their relievers getting the ball in shallow left field. Ordonez singled. He's at third. Glenn singled. He's at second. And the 0-2. Hit in the air, shallow right field. A tough play. Lee going back. Baylor going back. Long run for Pineda, and it drops in a base hit. Coming home is Ordonez. The throw to the plate. Not in time. It bounces off novice glove, but no advance by the batter. Dixon is aboard at first. At third base now is Glenn, and it's 1-0 Greensboro. So we just talked about the aggressive move by Greg Brodzinski to bring the infield in. I didn't disagree with it. That's the possible outcome that happens. You can get beat on a blooper, and if the middle infield is back, I think Hau-Yu Lee would have been able to get there. But with him playing in on the grass, it was too far out of his reach, and it was too far in for the right fielder, Pineda. So tough break there for Osterberg, who made a good pitch, but with the infield in, he gets burned. Here's Eli Wilson, and now runners at first and third. Now the infield back. They'll try to turn two. Fastball high. And a count, one ball and no strikes. So right move, but sometimes the wrong result. I think with the bottom of the order up there, Greg Brodzinski thought he could maybe get away with it, get some soft contact, but he gets beat on the blue. It happens. You can do the right thing and have the wrong result, and that was a tough break. 2-0 on Wilson, who takes that one low. And now Greensboro's thinking crooked number. First and third, none out, and that one is in there for a strike. If Carr didn't have trouble with that base hit, and the runners at first and second, you have the infield back, and that ball is caught by Lee, and it would have been an infield fly probably anyway. Check swing, foul tip at home plate, and it's 2-2. Just the nine hitter. The other thing to keep in mind is the Blue Claws bullpen has not only struggled a bit, but they've been taxed logging a lot of innings this week, so they don't want to have to go to the bullpen too early. And here's a bouncer up the middle, backing up on it. Martin hit the mound. He shovels to Lee. One fires the first in time. Good stretch by Jamari Baylor. And they get two, a double play. A run scores. Glenn in from third. And it's 2-0 Greensboro. But Jersey Shore will take that with the infield back. They'll take the double play and concede the run. So now they're down 2-0. No RBI on that one for Eli Wilson. And here's the right fielder, Mike Jarvis. Jarvis grounded to third base his first time up. Martin had to back up on that. It hit the mound. It kind of popped up and went a little deeper than it would have otherwise. Backdoor curveball in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. So a 2-0 Hoppers lead. Line drive to center for Carr. Backs up, now comes in, reaches down thigh high to make the grab, and then retires the side. But Greensboro scores twice. They do it on three hits. There was one error, and there was nobody left. We played an inning and a half, and it's 2-0 Hoppers on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Here's Leandro Pineda, Blue Claws right fielder, lead off. So Greensboro, a 2-0 lead. Of those two runs, one earned, one unearned, after Carr's error on the base hit off Osterberg. Mitchell Miller's first pitch at the knees, a fastball and a strike to Pineda, and the count is nothing at one. Pineda 4-for-28, no homers, 3 RBIs, and he had 3 hits on opening day, so just one hit in the last week. Breaking ball, that's outside. Opening day last Friday for the Blue Claws up in Brooklyn. Jamari Baylor and Andrick Nava, the next two against Miller, and the breaking ball misses outside for ball two. Give you the defense for Greensboro coming up in just a moment. Hoppers have a 2-0 lead, and that's inside ball three. So it's Jace Bowen in left, Hudson Head in center, and Mike Jarvis in right. Jackson Glenn at third, Mykola Scotto at short. Second baseman is Brendan Dixon, Ernie Ordonez at first, and Eli Wilson behind the plate. Fastball, strike call over the outside corner, and the count on Pineda is 3-2. Wind blowing out towards left field, and it's shifted. It had been out towards center and right, but today it's coming from the east, so kind of across the field from right to left. Pulled softly up, first foul, and it's 3-2 on Leandro Pineda. Jamari Baylor on deck for Jersey Shore. And Mitchell Miller deals. And Pineda grounds one to the third baseman, Glenn, who was playing way off the line over there, basically at short, and they throw him out. So good placement by Greensboro. Remember, you can't shift. You have to have two infielders on each side of the diamond, and they have to be on the grass. So instead of... But you can still do some maneuverings. And what they did was they had a Scotto, the shortstop, up near the second base bag and moved Glenn way off the line as Baylor takes side ball one. And that worked out perfectly. 1-0 on Jamari. It was 2-for-13 with an RBI to start the year. Breaking ball, that's on the inside corner. Baylor played all over the infield last year with Clearwater. But this year, he's going to focus primarily on first base, and that's where he's played, plus DH a couple of times this season. Curveball, that's outside to the right-handed batter from Richmond, and it's 2-1. Hendrick Nava's on deck. Hoppers get two in the second, and they lead it 2-0. Fastball tipped into Wilson Smith, and the count nothing and two. Still some blue skies off to the right, some clouds off to the left. But overall, considering thought it was going to rain much of the day, a very pleasant afternoon. And that's a backdoor curveball that just missed for ball three. So 3-2 now on Jamari Baylor, former third-round pick of the Phils back in 2019. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball, strike three. So Miller, who had allowed 5 runs in his first 2 appearances, an inning and a third on the season, comes up and has retired the first 5 he's faced here today. He pitched the 5th inning on Tuesday in the opener, and he loaded the bases on a hit batsman and 2 walks. Got the next 3 outs, but 3 runs scored. Liner to second, backing up on it and playing it on a hop is Dixon. Throws Hendrick Nava out at first, and that retires the sun. So another 1-2-3 inning for Mitchell Miller, and we have played a pair here in Shoretown. 2-0 Greensboro on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Blue Claws down 2-0. We head to the third inning here in Shoretown. And it'll be 2-3-4 for Greensboro. Abraham Gutierrez, Jace Bowen, and Michael Escoto. Gutierrez, 8-for-25 with a home run. He walked his first time up against Osterberg. He put two guys on in the first inning but got out of it. Then a couple of guys got on in the second. Two scored. One earned and one unearned. They just threw out T-shirts there between innings. So a lot of kids from the sections behind home plate. Fastball low, 1-0. Ran over to the dugout sides to see if they could get a couple. And now a lot more red T-shirts throughout the crowd. That one low. Two balls, no strikes on Gutierrez. Osterberg, 4 scoreless in Brooklyn on Sunday. He's from Coleman, Wisconsin, and went to St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. And that is in there for a called strike. 2-1 on Gutierrez. He'll be followed by Jace Bowen and Michael Escoto, as we said. 2-3-4 for Greensboro. Breaking ball, that's outside. 3 balls and 1 strike from Osterberg. And now action underway in the Greensboro pen. Bouncer up third, foul. They're going to have a bullpen game today, and then tomorrow, Valentin Linares, who threw 4 scoreless innings and was super impressive in the game on Tuesday, he'll start tomorrow at 1:05. So remember, tomorrow's 1:05 in the series finale, and then the Blue Claws will be back home on Tuesday, the 25th of April. Check swing, and did he go? No, says Jalen Goodman, ball 4. So Gutierrez walks for the second time. 2 walks for Osterberg, and that'll bring up Jace Bowen, the left fielder. Osterberg from Wisconsin, grew up a big Brewers fan and big Wisconsin Badgers fan. First pitch to Bowen, that misses inside. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Bowen out of Toledo, Ohio, 11th round pick in 2019. Had 17 homers last year, mostly with Bradenton. 3 with Greensboro. Lifted foul down first out of play, and the count 1 ball and 1 strike. And he said home runs in his last 2 games, which were Wednesday and Thursday. Did not play yesterday. Blue Claws were just fine with that. Grounded a second, could be 2. How you lead field, shovels to Martin, 1, fires the first double play. Nicely turned. How you lead to Casey Martin, 2, Jamari Miller, 4-6-3, 2 down. Well, the Blue Claws turn a pair, and 2 men out here in the third for the shortstop, Michael Escoto. So, 2 out now and none on. And the first pitch is cut on and missed. And the count is no balls and 1 strike. And there's a fastball. And it's 0-2. So Osterberg looking for the strikeout to end the inning. And a little bouncer foul over to the right. Runs the count to nothing and two, or keeps the count at nothing and two on Escoto. Came up with the Yankees and was in the Jameson tie-on trade. Hopper's up 2-0, top three, and a fly ball foul down the first base line out of play. So the count still 0-2. I think Greensboro will bring in the new pitcher, who's a right-hander, for the bottom of the inning. Grounded right back to the mound, snagged by Osterberg, and he underhands to Baylor at first to retire the side. So Osterberg pitches around the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, a walk, a double play, and nobody left. We've played 2.5, and it's Greensboro 2, Jersey Shore nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Greensboro does, in fact, go to the bullpen. This is, after all, a bullpen game for them. So their starter, Mitchell Miller, goes 2 innings of perfect baseball, strikes out 2, and Drew Irvine takes over. Hoppers lead it 2-0. We head into the bottom half of the third. Bottom third of the order for the Blue Claws, Casey Martin, Jared Carr, and Troy Schreffler to face Irvine. And we'll give you the rundown on him in a minute. Martin swings at the first pitch and skies it high in the air left side of the infield. Glenn and Escoto's got it. The third baseman, Glenn, makes the call and the catch. And one pitch from Irvine and one man away. So Miller, who had allowed 5 runs in an inning and a third in his first 2 games, retires all 6 batters that he faces. Here's Irvine, who threw a third of an inning combined in his first 2 appearances of the season and gave up 2 runs at Hudson Valley. Pitch outside to Carr and the count 1-0 on Sunday. Got 1 out and then pitched on Tuesday here against the Blue Claws in the 9th inning and faced 3 batters and walked all of them. They all scored, so he didn't get an out. Now he's the new pitcher. 19th round pick in 2021 out of the University of Iowa. And that's way outside the car. 3 balls and 1 strike. Through 23 innings last year between the Gulf Coast Pirates and Bradenton did Irvine, and that's inside ball 4. So Carr, who can run and is 4, check that, 3 out of 3 stealing bases this season, is the base runner for Jersey Shore. And here's the speedy Troy Schreffler. Ordonez holds on Carr, not going. First pitch to Troy is low. It's 1-0. Schreffler 2-for-7, homers, 4 RBIs, and 5 stolen bases so far this year. Schreffler has 4 ribbies and 5 steals. He has 2 hits, but he struck 4 walks and been hit by 2 pitches. 1-0, there goes the runner. Fastball inside, throw to second is wide. It hits Carr, who dives in head first. And then the ball bounces in the shallow left, but Carr stays put. He got up and thought about it, but backing it up was the shortstop Escoto. So Jarrett stays put at second. He has his fourth stolen base and is in scoring position with one out for Schreffler, who took that pitch to give Carr the opportunity to steal. And Jarrett now 4-for-4, swiping bags here in 2023. Last year, he stole 16 with the Blue Claws, and that was his 27th career stolen base. Jersey Shore, we've said, they want to run. Now 22-for-24 on the season, and they have stolen at least one base in 7 of their 8 games. Today is game 8. So time called after they gave Dixon, the second baseman, who had a little minor collision with Carr, a little time, and now he's ready to go. So 2 balls, no strikes on Schreffler. I guess that pitch was a ball, and that one definitely a ball way outside on the slider. And the count is 3-0. Phillies down 1-0 in Cincinnati in the second. 3-0 pitch, and that's Ebenezer's strike. So Irvine has faced 5 batters in this series, and he's walked 4 of them. And he's one pitch away from walking Schreffler with the dangerous Nick Ward on deck, and that's on the inside corner. Schreffler thought for sure it was a ball. He tossed a bat and started to head to first base, but he's summoned back by Warren Eubanks. Remember, the batter's got to be ready in the box to hit with 8 seconds on the pitch clock, and you don't really get a reprieve if you toss the bat like that. 3-2, punched softly up, first foul. And the count's still 3-2. Chris Adamson, the Blue Claws first base coach, over to pick that one up. And the manager for Jersey Shore is Greg Brodzinski. He's coaching at third. Osterberg will be out there for the fourth inning. There's nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. Irvine, the second pitcher of the day already for Greensboro. They're having a bullpen game today. And Mitchell Miller went the first two without allowing a base runner. Here's the 3-2. And a line drive back up the middle. That's driving a base hit. Carr had to wait to make sure it would get down, so we'll stop at third. And staying at first with a single, Troy Schreffler. Third hit of the year for Troy. And that was smoked in the center for a base hit. First and third for Jersey Shore with one out here in the third. So here is Nick Ward. And Nick off to a tremendous start this season. 9 for his first 25. He did fly out to the warning track in left field his first time. 27-year-old left-handed batter from Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. First pitch is on the outside corner, called strike. Nothing in one. We'll see if Schreffler thinks about it. Well, he's certainly thinking about it for sure. But we'll see if he tries to go. 5-for-5 for him stealing bases this year. And then you watch Carr on third and a throw to first. Nearly got away from the first baseman Ordonez. Chris Adamson, the Blue Claws first base coach, has the stopwatch on. So they time everything, pitcher to first, pitcher to home. And he gives the information to Schreffler. So he knows how big a lead he can get and whether or not he can go to second. He is going, and the pitch is in the dirt, a breaking ball. So no throw. And Schreffler swipes the base standing up. So 2 stolen bases in the inning, and Schreffler now 6-for-6 on the season. That also eliminates the double play, which was why I'm sure it was somewhat of a priority for Schreffler to take the bag there if he could. Now a base hit by Ward could tie the game. 2-0 Hoppers, bottom three. But second and third, one out. And Ward chops one down, first and foul. It rolls past his winter ball manager, Chris Adamson. And down the right field line. Ward played in Adelaide for the Adelaide Giants. 2 balls, a strike. Or, check that, a ball, 2 strikes. And he hit 344 there. Rounds this one to second. That'll get a run in. To his left goes Dixon. Sidearms to first in time. Carr scores from third. And the Blue Claws are on the board. It's Greensboro 2 and Jersey Shore 1. So, 8th RBI for Ward, and he does get his get the run in, so does his job in that respect. Schreffler, the tying run goes to third, and the batter is Hao Yu Lee. Lee, a right-handed batter with power. And that is a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike. Nothing and one. But looking for his first home run of the year today. 6 for 24. He smoked the liner his first time that was caught by the first baseman. Hits this one high in the air to right center. That'll hang up, though. Jarvis is there, the right fielder, and he makes the call and the catch. And that retires the side. So Lee flies out to end the inning. However, Luke Claus get a run back. One run, one hit, no errors, and one left. We have played three full, and the score is Jersey Shore trailing Greensboro 2-1 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So the Blue Claws get one back. They trail 2-1 as we head into the fourth here at Shoretown Ballpark. And Hudson Head, the lefty center fielder for Greensboro, leads it off. First pitch is a one hopper to second. Hits the lip of the grass and pops up to Hao Yu Lee. No trouble with it. Shoulder high. Throws over to Baylor at first. And one pitch, one out here in the fourth. If you're wondering, and I have no doubt that you are, Pork Roll won the Pork Roll Egg and Cheese race today, its first win of the year. Egg has three, cheese and pork roll with one apiece. Standings, of course, always available on BlueClaws.com. Fastball to Ernie Ordonez in there, nothing in one. Ordonez singled to start the second and came in to score on the base hit by Brendan Dixon. Swings through an offering there from Osterberg, and the count is nothing and two. So 2-1 lead for Greensboro as they try to win their fourth in the first five games of the series. Breaking ball just missed, I guess low. Good pitch by Osterberg, and it's one ball, two strikes. Blue Claws needed him to give them some innings tonight, and he looks like he's going to do that. That one low. 2-2. Bullpen has been used pretty extensively over this series. Not because the starters haven't pitched well. In fact, Jordan Fowler on Thursday, five innings, one run, and Gunnar Mayer yesterday, four scoreless. They were great. Little blooper in his shallow right field. That's a base hit. A one-out single for Ernie Ordonez, but bullpen has been a little bumpy so far, so they've had to use a number of different pitchers. And that's caused some angst for sure. Yesterday alone, Jersey Shore used seven pitchers in that ballgame. Carlos Francisco, Sam Jacobsack, Tristan Garnett, Rodolfo Sanchez, Chase Andel, and Jason Ruffcorn all pitched behind the starter. Breaking ball in the dirt, it gets by Nava and back to the screen. That'll be a wild pitch. So a runner down into scoring position after the Ordonez leadoff single and the second wild pitch of the game from Osterberg. So now Greensboro has a chance to extend their lead. The batter is Jackson Glenn. He singled and scored in the second inning coming out of that double play. And the count, one ball and no strikes on him. And the pitch by Osterberg is squibbed off the end of the bat. And it rolls foul off to the right. One ball and one strike. One and one the count. And that cutter just misses inside. Two and one. So they scored that a wild pitch. I'm just watching it again. I think that should have been a pass ball. Two and one the count. Osterberg looks back, the runner at second, and misses low. Three and one now on Jackson Glenn. Greensboro already with five hits, but only the one run. And this one is a high pop, shallow left. Out goes Martin, in comes Schreffler. Casey's there, and Martin makes the catch on the grass for the out. And there are two men away. So two down top of the fourth for Brendan Dixon. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals on a wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network. Camping World on Route 9 in Lakewood or campingworld.com. So here's Dixon. RBI single in the second inning. He's 4-for-7 to start the year. Swing and a miss. And the count is nothing and one. Did not play yesterday. He had a big game on Thursday with a two-run home run in the seventh inning as Greensboro came back from 5-1 down to knock off the Blue Claws. That was the go-ahead home run. And he lines this one to third, caught by Ward. Side retired. So Dixon lines out. The inning is over. Ward snags it to his backhand side. No runs, one hit, and one left. Played 3.5, and it's Jersey Shore down 2-1 on BlueClaws.com, MILB-TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Baseball.
Anthony Kirion leading it off here for the Blue Claws. We head into the home fourth, and Greensboro a 2-1 lead. Kirion struck out his first time. That was against Mitchell Miller, and now he faces Drew Irvine for the first time today. Irvine's first pitch is a breaking ball low, and the count 1-0. Irvine, if you remember, he was part of that bizarre bottom of the ninth inning on Tuesday. Breaking ball strike. When the Blue Claws scored five runs on one hit, in the ninth inning, came back and topped, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Came back, not the top, but to get a shot at in time, called by Kurian before the 1-2. At tying up a game, they trailed 13-4 heading into the ninth inning, and they had a rally that consisted of one hit. There were seven walks issued by Greensboro pitching in that inning, and Irvine walked three, all three batters he faced. Kurian bloops one in the air to right. Coming on is Jarvis on the run, reaches down and makes a running basket catch. Good play by Mike Jarvis. Kurian, I think for a second there, thought he might have dunked in a bloop single, but he is retired. That's the first out of the fourth, and it brings up Leandro Pineda. Pineda grounded out to third base his first time, so he is 0-1. Was with Jersey Shore at the end of last year, went 9-for-60 in 16 games. Spent most of last year with Clearwater, and takes curveball in there for a strike. He was 3-for-6 on opening day, so he's just 1-for-his-last-23. Since last Saturday, fastball inside. And the count 1-0. Blue Claws picked up their first win a week ago today up in Brooklyn. Carlos Francisco got the same with just one win since, unfortunately. Today down only 2-1, and one high and outside on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike. Osterberg will try to join Jordan Fowler as Blue Claw starters to pitch five innings in a game so far this season when he comes out for the fifth. Here's a line drive right side, diving to his left, Dixon to make the catch. The second baseman for Greensboro, a tremendous play. Brendan Dixon diving to his left and made that grab, caught it about a foot off the ground to take a base hit away from the hard luck Leandro Pineda. So line to second, two away. And here's the first, here was the first baseman Jamari Baylor. Here is Rickson Wingrove, who comes into a game for the second time this week in a game that he did not start. On Wednesday, he came in for Kurian after Kurian batted once, popped out to the catcher. Rickson came in, and now he's in for Baylor. And that one is outside for a ball. And the count 1-0. So Wingrove here in place of Baylor. Rickson had two hits yesterday, 2-for-5. And he lines this one the other way. There's a base hit out in the left center over the head of the shortstop. Escoto head the center fielder, grabs it. Wingrove turns it first and holds on there, a base hit. So Wingrove beginning to find his swing. And he is aboard at first with two out for Hendrick Nava. Wingrove had been 1-for-18 before yesterday, so now he's 4-for-24, but with hits in three of his last six at-bats. He's at first, not really a threat to steal, and here is Hendrick Nava. Pitch to him is squibbed off the end of the bat, a roll into third. Glenn grabs it, running throw on target and in time. Gets Nava side retired. So Hendrick retired 5-3 on the ground out, and the inning over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We have played four innings here in Shoretown, and the Hoppers lead it 2-1. On BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free
at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Klaustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Board One at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Matt Osterberg back out there for the top half of the fifth inning. He's allowed 2 runs, only 1 earned, and there is action in the Blue Claws pen. Jersey Shore trailing it 2-1 as we head into the fifth. Osterberg has thrown 62 pitches so far and 41 for strikes. 9-1-2, and Eli Wilson takes a curveball over the outside corner for a called strike and the count nothing and 1. Greensboro will go to the bullpen and bring in their third pitcher of the game in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss by Wilson, and it's nothing and 2. Today was always scheduled to be a bullpen game for the Grasshoppers. Tomorrow was for the Blue Claws, but Gabriel Cotto will start tomorrow now in the 105 series finale. That one high and outside, 1-2. Cotto is bumped up a day because that one low, 2-2. Blue Claws are a little short on relievers right now, but also Cotto only threw 2/3 of an inning. Here's a fly ball into left center. Jared Carr, the center fielder, moves into the gap. As Schreffler peels back, Carr makes the catch, out number 1. But Cotto, if you remember, he was the opening night starter on Tuesday and he gave up 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning. I believe that is Carlos Betancourt warming up now in the bullpen for Jersey Shore down the line and right. So they'll try to get Osterberg through the fifth. Here's Mike Jarvis, the leadoff batter, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. And they are, I'm sure, thrilled with this performance by Osterberg. 0-1, line drive left center. That'll get down base hit. Schreffler from left cuts it off, plays it out of bounds, and fires it in. So Jarvis gets his 7th hit in 22 at bats to open up his season. He had the game-winning 2-run double in last night's game, and that'll bring up Gutierrez. So we'll see how long they go with Osterberg. But he will stay in. It's at this point, obviously, it's more of a pitch count thing than anything else. Gutierrez, the batter, swung on and foul tipped off to the right, and it's nothing and 1. Gutierrez and Rafael Marchand played. They were the catching duo for Jersey Shore back in 2019 under the tutelage of Mike Micucci, who is, I believe, no longer in baseball. Last I saw, he was running his own baseball training center in Frisco, Texas. Throw to first and diving back in is Jarvis. Rickson Wingrove, by the way, is now the first baseman, stays in after pinch hitting for Jamari Baylor in the fourth. Gutierrez hit .246, 4 homers that year. Runner goes, hit a soft ground to the other way, but it's by Lee, who went to cover second and out in the right field for a base hit. Not hit that hard, and it was a good pitch by Osterberg. He jammed Gutierrez, but he's able to find the hole vacated by Haoyu Lee when he went to cover second base, and Jarvis ends up at third. So first and third for Greensboro with 1 out, and Jace Bowen, the right-handed hitter, coming up to bat. And will they leave him in, or will they go to Betancourt? They're going to leave Osterberg in. You know, he deserves the chance to try to get out of this inning, but Bowen's a good hitter. 10 for 28 to start the year. The left fielder has 2 homers already, and a ball got loose from the Greensboro bullpen. So time was called. 33 career homers, and he homered on both Wednesday and Thursday of this series. Good changeup from Osterberg, swing and a miss. Matt's from Wisconsin, and he played collegiately in Minnesota at St. Cloud State. So he goes with a short sleeve. Some of the players wearing sleeves today, which hadn't happened. It's much cooler today than it's been the last few days. 0-1, fouled off to the right out of play. It's 0-2. Believe it or not, It was 88 or 84 on Wednesday, 88 on Thursday at first pitch, and then 87 last night at first pitch. So it's 70 today, but it feels much cooler. In the dirt, a breaking ball, and it gets by Nava. He doesn't see it. It squirts behind him, and a run scores. Jarvis in from third. Gutierrez round second, and he goes all the way to third. He slides in without a throw. A wild pitch from Osterberg bouncing away from Nava, and Greensboro gets another. It's 3-1. So the Hoppers a 3-1 lead now after the wild pitch scores Jarvis. And not only that, but Gutierrez is able to go first to third. And now with a runner at third and one out, the Blue Claws will bring the infield in. Well, they're in all the way around. And a fly ball down the right field line. That goes foul and out of play. They count one ball and two strikes here on Jace Bowen. And the pitch inside, did it hit him? He's hobbling off like it did. There was no signal by Warren Eubanks, and the two umpires are going to talk. Bowen is indicating that it hit him in the left foot, or sorry, the right foot, his back foot. And we'll see if he's walking to first base right now, but the two umpires are talking. It was a bit of a late reaction, and they're going to give him first base. Greg Brodzinski is going to come out of the dugout. Not sure if he's going to talk to the umpire or just make the pitching change. He's going to make the pitching change, and that'll do it for Matt Osterberg. So hit by pitch to Jace Bowen ends Osterberg's day. It was an otherwise good day, but it does end on a bit of a sour note. He threw the ball very well, though, and there are definitely some building blocks for him, and I'm sure that's what Greg said to him as he pats him on the shoulder, and Osterberg walks off the mound. So good outing for him. Carlos Betancourt takes over. Hoppers lead it 3-1. They have runners on the corners with one out here in the fifth. Back after this on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
New pitcher Carlos Betancourt for Jersey Shore, and he'll take over his third appearance of the season. Three innings, three hits, five runs all earned, four walks, and three strikeouts. First and third for Greensboro. They have a 3-1 lead. Top half of the fifth with one out. Mike Ellis go to the batter. Runner goes pitch high. Throw to second by Nava, and a swipe tag by Lee. Not in time. Getting in under the tag is Bowen. Gutierrez, the runner at third, holds on there. So a stolen base. That eliminates the double play. And runners now at second and third. And the Blue Claws bring the infield in again. They got burned on that earlier for the game's first run. But now you're already down by two. No choice, really. Brendan Dixon had a bloop single over the drawn in infield. Back in inning number two. Swing and a miss high fastball from Betancourt. And the count is one ball and one strike. Betancourt last pitched on opening night Tuesday. Went 2 1/3, allowed four runs on two hits. three walks and three strikeouts, and gave up a run in Brooklyn in the season opening game last Friday. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left field, pretty deep, and hooking foul. Scheffler gives it a run. It's well out of play and lands on the grass berm. It would not have had enough distance to go if it was fair. Foul by a bit, and the count 1-1. Check that, 1-2 on Escoto. Carlos Betancourt is from Cumana, Venezuela. Six-one right-hander, turned 22 just before opening day on March 27th. Infield in, and a little blooper into center. Carr has to drift back on it. He'll get there to make the grab. Gutierrez tags at third. He'll come in. The throw goes to third, not in time. Sack flying an RBI for Michael Escoto as Gutierrez scores from third, and Greensboro leads it 4-1. Third RBI of the young season for Escoto. And now the Hoppers with a runner at third, two out for Hudson Head, the center fielder. Phillies down 4-0 in the fourth in Cincinnati today. Ward at third is even with the bag well off the line. Redding is about to get underway in a few minutes. The Phillies double-A team, and then Lehigh Valley and Clearwater play tonight. Fastball outside, and it's 1-0. Redding has Josh Hendrickson, former Blue Claw, on the mound as they are hosting the Hartford Yard Goats. 1-0, that's low, and the count is 2-0 on Hudson Head. Head is 0-2, struck out looking, grounded the second. Came over from the Padres in the Joe Musgrove deal, takes that one inside for another ball. So we'll see how it goes today with the Blue Claws bullpen. But as we mentioned on the pregame show, collectively, an ERA of 8.15 on the season. That's outside ball four. And a collective whip, which is walks plus hits per innings pitched. And 1.25 is good. It's 1.95, which means only almost two base runners per inning against the Blue Claws pen, which is now issued as a group 38 walks, including that one, in 42 and one-third innings pitched. Here's Ernie Ordonez. Hoppers lead it 4-1. We're in the fifth. And the pitch is a breaking ball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fifth will face a new pitcher, and they'll have Casey Martin, Jared Carr, and Troy Schreffler coming to the plate. Laplace down by three, but long way to go. Fastball down and outside, and it's 1-1 on Ordonez. Rickson Woodruff holds on Hudson Head, who's 2-for-4 stealing bases this year, not going. And a ground to short to Martin. Not hit that hard. Casey scoops it up. He'll go to first. A running throw to Wingrove in time. And that retires the side. However, two runs for Greensboro. Both charged to Matt Osterberg. They get those two runs on two hits. There were no errors. And they leave two. We've played 4.5 in Shoretown. And the Blue Claws trail it 4-1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
New pitcher for Greensboro is right-hander Grant Ford, their third pitcher of the day. Casey Martin will lead it off as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore down 4-1. And Drew Irvine in line for the win. He went two innings, allowed one run, it was earned, two hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. So here's Casey, and the first pitch by Ford is down and outside of the count 1-0. Fifth round pick in 2019. He's from San Jose, California. And that one down and outside to Martin. And on the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Martin popped out to third base his first time. He's 6-for-27 so far this season. And that one misses down and away. It's 3-0. Ford's third appearance of the year. He's allowed 3 runs in 2 innings. Last year, gave up 7 earned runs and 14 in the third innings between Bradenton and Greensboro and the Gulf Coast Pirates. That's a curveball inside and ball four, but only through those 14 innings, so missed some time with injury last year. Went to Nevada, fifth-round pick in 2019. Was Drew Ford, and he pitched back on Monday. Pitched very well, in fact. Gave up just 1 walk over 2 scoreless and hitless innings. Allowed 3 runs on opening day in Hudson Valley last week in 1 inning of work. So this is third game of the year for the former Nevada Wolfpack. Martin aboard with a leadoff walk. And Casey has good speed. He's going. Pitches inside. Throw to second on a hop. Not in time. Diving in head first safely is Casey Martin with his third stolen base of the season. That's 3 stolen bases in the game for the Blue Claws. 1 each by Martin, Jared Carr, who's up now, and Troy Schreffler, who is on deck. And Jersey Shore with those 3 steals today, now 24-for-26 on the season, and this is their 5th game of 8 with at least 3 stolen bases. 1-0 to Carr. Line the other way, and pass the dive in the backhand. Escoda with squirts in the left field, the base hit. Martin racing around third, throw to the plate, cut off. He'll score. Now they have Carr hung up between first and second. Ordonez, the first baseman, runs him down and tags him out. So somewhat of a wasted opportunity there for the Blue Claws, but they do get the run on the RBI single by Jared Carr. His first ribby of the year as Martin comes in to score. So they capitalize on the walk, but Carr is then thrown out 7-5-3 for the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Troy Schreffler with 1 out and nobody on. Well, they could have had runner at first, none out there, but that was well done by Greensboro. They snuck in Ordonez back behind Carr, cut off the throw to the plate after he made his big turn. So Schreffler takes outside for ball one, and the count 1-0 on him. Troy had a base hit and a stolen base in the third. Well, it was stranded at third base, and he takes a slider for a strike. Count 1-1 on Troy Schreffler. Greensboro, 4 runs, 7 hits. Jersey Shore, 2 runs, 3 hits. Here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Schreffler fouls one back. Count 1-2. Schreffler's stolen base, his team leading 6th of the season, breaking a tie with Nick Ward. 1-2 on Schreffler, and the pitch by Ford is cut on and missed. Got handcuffed at the high and in fastball, and that is the second out of the inning for a strikeout for Ford. And here is Ward. Nick 0-for-2. He's hit safely in all 7 games so far this year. If you're wondering, the team record is 24. By Juwan James back in 2010. Pitch to Ward. check swing, called strike, nothing at one. They said it was supposed to start potentially with some rain a bit later on, but we should be good for a while now, and this game will be official after the final out here in the bottom of the fifth. Bouncer to the right side, the first baseman Ordonez to his right, grabs it, underhands the forward covering. He missed the base, and Ward is safe. So the first base, the pitcher, the pitcher was right there and in plenty of time to get Ward, and they said he missed the base. And the Blue Claws will take it. And they have a runner aboard. And a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Ford. So the batter, Hao Yu Lee, with a one ball, no strike count. They give that an E1 on the pitcher for missing the base. He was there plenty of time. Throw to first and diving back in. And he was there plenty of time. I don't know how he missed it. He stabbed at it twice. And the 1-0 is on the outside corner with a fastball. And Lee takes that one on the outside corner, called strike of the count, 1-2. Ward is going. Pitch is hit high in the air to right center. On the run, head back into the gap. He's got plenty of room. Now the right fielder comes over, and that is Jarvis to make the grab and retire the side. So Ward flies out. No run. Check that. One run, one hit, no errors. Lee flies out. And the inning is over. One run, one hit, one error, and one left. And we've played five here in Shoretown, and the Blue Claws trailing 4-2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Just to update one thing here, they gave Ward a hit on that play. So 4-2, Ward now has an 8-game hitting streak also. Here's Jackson Glenn, and Betancourt misses high and inside, and the count 1-0. So that play was the last play of the bottom half of the fifth inning. So add one hit to Jersey Shore to remove the Greensboro error. Here's a chopper to third by Glenn, grab belt high by Ward, and he throws over to Wingrove at first in time. One away. Betancourt got the last 2 outs of the fifth inning, and he gets Glenn here to start the sixth inning. The starter for Jersey Shore, Matt Osterberg, 4 1/3, and he allows 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. two walks and two strikeouts. So with that base hit now by Ward, four hits in the game for Jersey Shore. And that's a breaking ball called strike to Dixon on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. Dixon, an RBI single in the second inning off Osterberg. And Betancourt misses outside. One and one. Matt threw really well. He was a little unlucky. Gave up a bloop single that scored a run. And the 1-1 pitch, cut on and missed on a breaking ball. And the count 1-2. Bloop single scored a run with the infield in. And that kind of set up. It was a wild pitch that led to a run as well. So a little unlucky, but he looked good. A couple of strikeouts, and that's three straight days with a very good start by Blue Claws. 1-2, swing and a miss. Handcuffed Dixon, strike three. That's the first strikeout for Carlos Betancourt, and it's brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Here's Eli Wilson, and that is on the outside corner, called strike. And the count, nothing and one. Wilson's a right-handed batter with an open stance. And the pitch on the way, foul back. 0-2. 4-2 Greensboro. They bat in the sixth. Kirion, Pineda, and Wingrove for the Blue Claws in the bottom of the inning. And the 0-2 pitch, high pop right side of the infield. Hao Yu Lee, the second baseman, backs up. Pineda, the right fielder, comes in, but it's Hao Yu Lee to make the grab, and an easy inning for Carlos Betancourt. So 1-2-3 go the hoppers. We've played 5.5. 4-2 Greensboro on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Bottom half of the sixth inning here, Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 4-2. And it'll be Anthony Kirion to lead it off, then Leandro Pineda and Rickson Wingrove. Kirion hitless in two at-bats. Struck out swinging and flew out to right field. Phillies down 5-0 now into the fourth inning of their game today in Cincinnati. And that pitch is outside. Grant Ford back out there for the Grasshoppers. Gave up a run in the bottom of the fifth, and Kirion swings and misses, 1-1 on the base hit by Jaron Carr. Kirion played last year with Clearwater, played well, got here, and then quickly broke his wrist, which derailed his season, hit by a pitch. And he chops this one down third. It stays, it crosses over just foul. Nice pick at first by Ordonez, but a foul ball. So it's one ball and two strikes. And then he had the chance to go play over the winter in Adelaide. And he really had a breakthrough winner on the Adelaide Giants team that won the ABL title. Hit over 300 there and was the best offensive output in his career. Said a lot of it was just some mental adjustments, feeling more confident at the plate and hoping that carries over into this season. That's a fastball high, and it's 2-2. We talked to him on the Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast during spring training, and you know, he didn't really have a lot of time at home, a week and a half, because he went down early to camp, to their high-performance camp, and then was helping out, you know, catching during a little big league camp action, fastball low, 3-2. But, you know, mostly he went down early for that high-performance camp that the Phillies hosted before a full minor league camp opened up. So, from, you know, basically he's been full go since November. 3-2 pitch is a grounded to short. Hit it hard, but right at Escoto. Up with it on the first in time. One away. So Kirion grounds out, and that brings up Leandro Pineda. Carlos Betancourt will stay in the game for Jersey Shore. There's nobody warming up in the Blue Claws bullpen right now. Here's Pineda, who has grounded to third and lined to second. 0-4-2. And the first pitch on the way from Ford is a strike over the outside corner. Greensboro, 4 runs, 7 hits. Blue Claws, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. That was by Carr. And a fly ball hit well the other way, deep in the left field. Going back on it, Bowen to the track, reaching up on the track, makes the catch on the track right in front of the wingstop sign in left field. And another one given a ride by Pineda. But he is retired for the second out of the inning. Here's Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman. He's 1-for-1 today. He did not start. But Baylor came out after he struck out in the second inning. And Wingrove goes in. Second time he's replaced a player mid-game this week. And he swings at the first pitch, fouls it back third base side. Rickson is 4-for-24 on the season, but he was 1-for-his-first-20. Had a couple of hits yesterday, and then the one in the fourth inning. The first that he had yesterday was a line drive single off the right field fence. And the 0-1 taken on the inside corner, 0-2. That, if it had another, like, half degree or whatever of elevation, would have been a no-doubt-about-it home run. Here's the 0-2, and it's high and away. One ball, two strikes on Wingrove. Blue Claws down a pair, 4-2, bottom of the sixth. Chris Adamson is coaching at first. And the pitch is bloop foul, third base side. And that'll get into the seats out of play. If Rickson gets on, Andrick Nava bats next. 1-2. Big cut. Bounces it from. Wingrove hit 12 homers with the Blue Claws last year. He got here on his 22nd birthday, May 23rd. And homered in 3 of his first 5 games. And he rolls this one softly down first, and it kicks foul. So it's 1-2. Still on Wingrove. Well, of course, we're talking about Kirion playing for Adelaide this winter. Rickson's been there for a number of years now, and one of the top players over the last several seasons with the Giants. Signed with the Phillies back in April of 2018. 1-2 the count. And the pitch on the way, foul back. Into the screen, and the count remains 1-2. 6 members of that Adelaide team are here with the Blue Claws. Wingrove, Kerryon, Jared Carr, Arturo DeFreitas, Jordan Fowler. And the 1-2 is, I guess, low. Good eye by Wingrove. That didn't miss by much. And, of course, Nick Ward. Which, it's pretty wild when you think about it, to have that many guys from one winter ball team. Swing and a miss. Went to the breaking ball on 2-2 and strikes Wingrove out to retire. Sign. Second strikeout for Grant Ford. And the Blue Claws go 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. We go to the seventh. And the Blue Claws trail it 4-2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Top of the seventh inning, Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws trail it by a score of 4-2. And Carlos Betancourt has pitched very well. Is back out there for Jersey Shore. Inning and two-thirds for him. He's retired five of the six batters that he's faced. Here's Mike Jarvis. First pitch, breaking ball inside and high. It's 1-0. 4-7-0 for Greensboro. 2-4-1 for the Blue Claws. Jarvis a hit in three at-bats. Abraham Gutierrez has been on base three times, is on deck. And the pitch on the way, that's high. And it's 2-0 on Jarvis. The walk's a bit of a problem for Jersey Shore. And, you know, from here, down by two in the seventh, can ill afford to fall further behind. And the 2-0 is a curveball swing and a miss. 2-1. They have asked for the lights here at Shoretown Ballpark, so they're being turned on right now. Jarvis, right-handed hitter, the leadoff man out of San Diego State, bounces one to the left side for Ward, moves over to his left, grabs it, running throw on target, and in time, there's one man away. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Shore Business Solutions. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow, but you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz, that's B-I-Z, shore-biz.com. Here's Abraham Gutierrez, and the pitch is down the middle. Shore Business Solutions is one of the first Blue Claws partners, going back to before the 2001 season even began. 0-1, the count on Gutierrez, and a fly ball hit pretty well down the right field line, slicing out of play, and that ends up in the first base picnic area. For a strike two, count is nothing in two. Gutierrez, the catcher normally for the Hoppers, but he's DHing today. He's caught three times, DH once, and played first base once so far this week. 0-2 pitches way upstairs. Gutierrez has hit safely in every game this series. It was 6-for-17 now. 7-for-18 this week with a pair of doubles against his former team. 1-2 the count, and the pitch is outside, just missed. And the count 2-2. Hoppers have a right-hander in the pen, so they will make the switch. Grant Ford's day is over. And now they call a pitch clock violation. Did they call that on the catcher, Andrick Nava? They did. The count 3-2. I guess they're saying Nava wasn't ready. Betancourt's pitch is rolled over. A bouncer to third near the bag. Ward off balance play. No throw. Bobbled the ball. That'll be a base hit for Gutierrez. That was a tough play by Ward in front of the bag, crossing into foul territory, and he rushed it, trying to get it out of his glove. So a single for Gutierrez, and he is aboard at first base here with just one out, and the batter is Jace Bowen. I think Greg Brodzinski wants to know what happened to Nava on that, because Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire, walks all the way over and is talking to the Blue Claws dugout, Greg Brodzinski and Phil Condari, the pitching coach. And now Eubanks will head back behind the plate. And the batter is Jace Bowen. So that was the eighth hit for Greensboro. And the breaking ball is on the outside corner. A nice curveball from Betancourt. And the count is nothing in one. So Gutierrez with that hit is now 8 for 19 in the series. That's low, and it gets off of Nava's mitt and squirts behind the plate. Down to second base goes Gutierrez on the wild pitch. So wild pitch moves the runner up. 4-2 Greensboro. We're in the seventh. And an opportunity here for the Hoppers to tack onto this lead. And they have a dangerous hitter up there in Bowen, who is 10 for 28 so far this season. And he takes a strike. 11th round pick in 2019 is Bowen. Fouled off. Fastball rolled behind the plate. Jordy Martinez, southpaw, about to get up in the Blue Claws bullpen. And he is beginning the throw. Trying to get Betancourt through this inning. He's done a good job. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Check that. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the high fastball. Strike three. And that's out number two. Second strikeout for Carlos Betancourt. And here is Michael Escoto. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. With bagels made fresh in store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Escoto now with a runner at second. And the slider is outside. And it's 1-0. Looking ahead to the home seventh, Jersey Shore will have Nava, Martin, and Carr, 6, 7, and 8, coming to the plate. And the 1-0 down the middle, and a strike. On deck would be Hudson Head, but I don't want to get to him. Martinez might be coming in for Head, who's a left-handed hitter. Fouled away first base side. If Escoto gets on in this inning, and certainly Martinez will start the next inning. And Martinez throws a wild pitch that rolls all the way down behind home plate. And picked up by the on-deck batter, Hudson Head. 4-2, Greensboro, top of the seventh as they try to extend this lead. And the pitch is swung on and missed. He got him to chase a high fastball, strike three. And that retires the sign. Three strikeouts for Betancourt. No runs, one hit, and one left. We've played six and a half. It's time to stretch. Greensboro 4, the Blue Claws 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Oliver Mateo, the new pitcher for Greensboro, here in the bottom half of the seventh inning stretch time in Shorttown. It'll be Endrick Nava, Casey Martin, and Jared Carr, 6, 7, and 8 for the Blue Claws here at Shorttown. Jordy Martinez warming in the bullpen. Nava, switch hitter, bats from the left side against Mateo, who's making his third appearance of the year, first since he gave up 2 runs in a third of an inning on Tuesday in the first game of the series. First pitch, fastball, and a strike. Mateo is from the Dominican Republic. He's 25 years old. And out of the stretch, Nava swings and misses. It's 0-2. Last year with Greensboro, 19 games, gave up 15 runs, 12 earned, struck out 30, but walked 25 hitters in those 19 innings. 0-2 the count. And the pitch way inside. It's 1-2 on Endrick Nava. So the Blue Claws down a pair. So bring one guy on, or get one guy on. Then you bring the tying run to the plate. And that's outside for 2. And the count 2-2. Jersey Shore's runs came in the third inning on a ground out by Ward, and came in the fifth inning on an RBI single by Jared Carr. And Nava gets a piece, chops it foul behind home plate, and the count is still 2-2. Lights are on, overcast skies. It's been sunny for the last couple of days after a beautiful opening night on Tuesday. Weather stayed outstanding all week. Ground to the third for Glenn, and he throws across in time to get a hustling Nava by a step, and that's out number one. So that'll bring up Casey Martin, the shortstop. Blue Claws down 4-2. It was 4 hits today. Casey has walked and popped out. He stole the base in the fifth and scored the second Jersey Shore run. And he's out in front of an off-speed pitch there from Mateo. And the count is 0-1. Phillies down 8-0 now in the fifth inning of their game in Cincinnati. 0-1 way outside. Double-A Reading is scoreless. Just underway, bottom of the first inning against Hartford. They had a bit of a delay. Supposed to start at 5:15, a 5:41 start. And the 1-1 is an off-speed pitch that misses inside. It's 2-1. Carr on deck. One out in the seventh, and Martin takes downstairs ball three. Three steals today for the Blue Claws. One by Martin, one by Carr, one by Troy Schreffler. 7, 8, and 9 hitters, and those guys have combined to score both runs as well. 3-1 count, and the pitch is cut on and missed. Big rip at a fastball by Martin, and the count is full at 3-2. So 3-2 with one out, and Oliver Mateo looking for the strikeout. Skinny right-hander, and the 3-2 pitch is in the dirt, ball for it. So Martin aboard, and that'll bring the tying run to the plate. Mateo, the fourth pitcher of the day for Greensboro. Mitchell Miller, two innings of perfect baseball with two strikeouts. Drew Irvine gave up one run on two hits in two innings, and then Grant Ford did the same thing. Two innings, one run on two hits, one walk, and he struck out two. And now Mateo is in there as the fourth, pitcher of the day. Here's Jared Carr. And Martin leads off first. Here's the pitch. A high pop foul off third. Now, Martin is definitely a threat to steal. Down by two in the seventh inning, obviously you got to be a little more careful, but if you can get the scoring position and the Blue Claws get one back here, that would be a win as well. Martin is held on by Ernie Ordonez. And they throw over. Casey dives back in easily. Chris Adamson, the manager of the Blue Claws in 2021, is the first base coach and the bench coach this season under Greg Brodzinski. So he's instructing Martin, who's not going, and the pitch is high and inside to Carr. And the count is 1-1. Martin knows you got to be pretty sure if you're going to go in this situation, but he'll have the green light if he wants it. 1-1 count. Not going. And foul ball back into the screen. To my eye up here, Mateo is reasonably quick to the plate. So, I mean, Casey might not have an opportunity to go anyway. Anything around 1.3 to the plate or slower you can go, but it's faster than that, you really can't. And Carr swings over. Good breaking ball, strike three. And that's the second out of the inning. So Mateo gets his first strikeout, two men away. And here's Schreffler, the left fielder, who has a single and a strikeout in his two at-bats today. Nick Ward on deck. Greensboro, four runs, eight hits, and the Blue Claws, two runs, four hits, and one error. So here's Schreffler, and the pitch is high and inside. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Jordy Martinez is ready to go in the Blue Claws bullpen. He'll come on for the eighth. Their Betancourt did a tremendous job in relief today with 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Runner not going, and a fly ball foul or a line drive foul back up here. Heads up. It hit the railing and flew down and almost hit folks in the lower seating, lower rows down there. Hit the facing of the second deck and flew all the way down. Always got to pay attention. 1-1 the count, and throw to first. And diving back in is Schreffler. These teams will play, Martin Schreffler, the batter, with a 1-1 count. These teams play tomorrow, 1:05. First pitch, 12:50 will be on the air. Runner bluffs, and Schreffler lifts it foul off to the right, out of play. And it's 1-2. That one hits the roof and bounces down, and a bunch of kids go chasing after it. And like 15 kids go chasing after it. Four 2 lead for the Hoppers. They've led most of the way. Took the lead in the second. There goes Martin. Pitch is a ball. Throw to second is on target. The tag in time. Nice tag by Dixon, the second baseman. And Eli Wilson throws out Martin. It was a two-strike count on Schreffler, so They gave Casey the chance to go there, and it took a good throw and a good tag to get the speedy Blue Claws runner. So Schreffler will get a fresh count when he leads off in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a caught stealing, none left. We go to the eighth, 4-2 Greensboro on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the eighth inning, and the Blue Claws go to the bullpen, down 4-2. Jordy Martinez takes over, the third pitcher of the day. Carlos Betancourt did yeoman's work today, and Martinez deals a strike. So Greensboro leads it 4-2. Betancourt, 2 2/3 innings. No runs on just one hit, one walk, and he struck out three. And now Martinez misses high, 1-1 to Hudson Head. So Greensboro, a two-run lead. Martinez, the third pitcher after Matt Osterberg, the starter, 4 1/3, four runs, three earned. And he's on the hook right now. And the 1-1, cut on and foul, tipped at home plate. It's 1-2. If the Blue Claws can get through this game using only two pitchers, that would be, or two relievers, that would be a big win going into tomorrow and the series finale. And then you have the day off Monday, so a chance to kind of reset things in the pen a bit after Jersey Shore has really had to go deep into the bullpen each of the last few days. They used seven pitchers last night, six relievers. They used three relievers on, and the pitch way outside, on Thursday. They used five on Wednesday, and they used five on Tuesday. So, a lot of those outings are multi-inning outings. So, you know, it's been difficult. But Betancourt, very good today. Foul back by Head to our left. It hits off the facing of the second deck and bounces down. Greensboro has no action in their bullpen, so Oliver Mateo will stay on. Martinez makes his third appearance of the season. Three innings, two hits, one unearned run, no walks, and he struck out six. And here's a slow bouncer to the right side of the bag, and it's booted by Casey Martin. And that one, I think, should be an E6, the shortstop cutting over to the first base side of the bag, but he was in position, and that's a play he makes routinely. E6 on Martin, and that's the second Blue Claws error of the game. Head is aboard at first, and that'll bring up Ernie Ordonez, the first baseman. Because if Casey had fielded that, it's, you know, he's only got to throw it about 75 feet, 80 feet to get the out. Here's Ordonez, who's 2-3, and Martinez throws over to first base. Back standing is Hudson Head. Head is 2-4 so far on the season, stealing bases. Obviously, you have a left-handed pitcher. He did steal 13 with Greensboro last year, fastball strike, but he was caught eight times. Martinez pitched most of last year with the Threshers in Clearwater, 3-6, 4.25 ERA, and he made two appearances, which were both starts with the Blue Claws at the end of the season. 0-1 the count. And a little blooper in back of second. Tough play. Out goes Lee. And in comes Carr. It drops in a base hit. Head heads to third. Carr picks it up. Fires to third. On a hop. Tag. Safe at third. Good throw by Jared Carr. The plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, went down there to make the call. It was close, but they said that Hudson had got in there. And runners are now on at first and third with nobody out. It was a good throw by Carr, who basically had to turn to almost a 90-degree angle in shallow right center. And threw that ball over to third. But first and third, Jackson Glenn, the batter. And he hits a high pop and foul ground down the right field line. Wingrove moving over, and he runs out of room. It's four rows back. Well, they very nearly got him. Carr made a good throw on a short hop, or on a hop, to Ward. And Nick applied the tag, and looking at it, I think he might have been out. It was very close. Glenn takes that one low for a ball. So heads at third, Ordonez is at first. There's nobody out here in the eighth inning as Greensboro trying to tack onto their lead. They lead it 4-2. Runner at third is unearned after the error by Casey Martin. And here's a high drive deep out in the left field. Going back on it is Schreffler. He turns around at the wall. It's gone. To the top of the grass berm atop the left field wall. It's a three-run homer for Jackson Glenn, his first of the year, and Greensboro blows it open. The Hoppers lead it 7-2. So Head scores, Ordonez scores, and Jackson Glenn jogs around. Came into the day 1-for-14, but two hits, including that three-run home run. A mammoth blast over the wall in left field to the top of the grass berm up there above the left field wall. No doubt about it for Glenn, a native of Arlington, Texas, who went to Dallas Baptist. And it's 7-2. Check swing by Dixon. He went around. And the count nothing and one. For Glenn, it's fifth career homer at four last year with Greensboro. And the pitch on the way grounded to short. Casey moves to his left. Martin scoops it up. Sidearms to first in time. One away. So two of those runs are earned and one is unearned. The first run is unearned because Hudson had reached on the error. That's the seventh home run of this series, by the way, for Greensboro. And the batter is Eli Wilson, the catcher. And that pitch in there for a called strike to Wilson. And the count, nothing and one. So the Blue Claws went from two down to five down on that one swing. And they'll need pitches grounded down, third foul. And they will need a little comeback here. They'll have Schreffler, Ward, and Haoyu Lee, 9-1-2, when they come to bat in the bottom half of the eighth. Jersey Shore with just four hits today. Little blooper, shallow center. That's going to drop in, a base hit. So Eli Wilson aboard with a single, his first hit of the day. And that'll bring up the leadoff batter for Greensboro. And that, of course, Mike Jarvis, San Diego State product. Claws have had a few guys from San Diego State. If I'm not mistaken, the most recent one was Tim Zier. Played here in 2015 or so. Of course, Troy Hanzawa, the shortstop, Quinton Berry, center fielder, have come from there. Fly ball hit well to left. Schreffler going back. He'll have room, though, right at the edge of the warning track and makes the grab. So Jarvis flies out. That's the second out of the inning. And here is Abraham Gutierrez, the designated hitter. So a win today would give Greensboro wins in four of the first five games in this series. And the Blue Claws, who were 26
25 and 41 at home last year. Would fall to 1-4. Last ball high, and the count 1-0 on Gutierrez. Jersey Shore will be in Aberdeen next week. The Ironbirds are spending the week, and that one is swung on and missed by Gutierrez. The Ironbirds are up in Hudson Valley. They're playing right now. No score in the third inning there. Aberdeen just 2-5 to start the season. Swing and a miss. Count 1-2. In fact, Aberdeen not only 2-5, but they've allowed 49 runs in their first seven games. So they'll play six starting Tuesday down there, and then it's back here in a couple of weeks for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Gutierrez hits a mile-high pop in a shallow left. Schreffler in and toward the line. He's there. Troy makes the grab, and that ends the inning. Three runs, three hits, one error, one left. Two runs earned, 7-2 Hoppers. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So the Blue Claws now find themselves down by five as we head into the bottom half of the eighth inning. And Tommy McCollum getting loose in the Jersey Shore bullpen, who I'm sure they did not want to use today, who Tommy projects as one of their top relievers, but might not have a choice. Well, you know, I shouldn't say they don't want to use him. They didn't want to use him in a game they're down 7-2. Schreffler hits a hard ground ball up the middle and a base hit going into center field. So Schreffler starts the bottom of the eighth with his first two-hit game of the season, and he's aboard for Nick Ward. So Schreffler, Ward, and Lee, 9-1-2 for Jersey Shore. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, they trail 7-2. And Schreffler there, he was batting, if you remember, and in a two-strike count when Casey Martin was thrown out stealing to end the bottom of the seventh inning. So gets a fresh count and a fresh at-bat and takes advantage. And he's aboard at first. Here's Ward, and he looks at a strike. Now, Schreffler has six stolen bases without being caught. That includes one today. But obviously, down by five in the eighth inning, you got to be sure. He is being held on by Ordonez, so he's not going anywhere, I wouldn't think. And the 0-1 to Ward is a changeup way outside. One ball, one strike. How Yu Lee is on deck. And the Blue Claws have to do this piecemeal. Get a guy on here, get a guy on there. Just trying to inch your way back in it. But as you know, you can't hit a five-run homer. 1-1 the count. And Ward tries to check a swing. Pitch was inside, and he did not go around.
So it's two balls and one strike. Nick, one out of three today, 10 for 27 on the season. And an infield hit back in the fifth inning. Sit safely in every game this year. All 8. 2-1. Takes another one inside of the count, 3-1. Howie Ulise on deck, then Anthony Kirion, Leandro Pineda, Rickson Wingrove. This lineup rolls back through for the Blue Claws at the top of it right now. Down 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Schreffler the leadoff first. And the pitch is high, pop up, third base side. Down is Glenn, the third baseman. He's on the grass. Jackson Glenn makes the catch. Ward retired. One away. So Nick pops out. Here's Hao Yu Lee, the second baseman, who has lined out to first and twice flown to right. So here's Hao Yu Lee. And the pitch is a breaking ball, missing a little high. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Lee, of course, from Taiwan. He's the youngest Blue Claws, only 20 years old. Turned 20 on February 3rd. Played here a little bit at the end of last year, too. And the 1-0 is a curveball. That's a strike. And it's 1-1. He hit last year what might well have been the farthest home run hit in this ballpark last year, out towards the back fence between the scoreboard and one of the outfield billboards, between the scoreboard and the outfield billboard in left center, right over one of the Chick-fil-A cows. One ball, one strike. And he takes another big rip, swings through it, might have got a piece, and the count is 1-2. Tommy McCollum in the bullpen, he'll come on for the ninth. And the pitch is a curveball. That's if the Blue Claws had to use it, they were hoping it'd be a closer game, and it was until that three-run homer there by Greensboro in the top of the eighth. Jackson Glenn, seventh home run of the series for the Hoppers. Lee pops one up behind the plate. Gutierrez, or rather Wilson, the catcher, coming back, but it's out of play about 10 or 12 rows. Foul ball. And it's 2-2. Bryson Stott doubled leading off the game for the Phillies. He has a hit safely now in all 15 games this season. 2-2 on Hao Yu Lee. And a grounder down third. It stays fair right over the bag and rolls down the left field line toward the Greensboro bullpen. Schreffler down to third. He'll be held up there. Lee made a huge turn around first, and they threw to third. I don't know why he went back, but he went back to first for some reason. And now the Blue Claws have runners at first and third. I don't know if he thought they were throwing it to second. They threw it towards third. So he probably should be at second. He was running out of the box. He misread something and is back at first. So now the double play's in order. First and third. But Lee gets his first hit of the game. And Jersey Shore has him on the corners for Evan and Curry on the designated hitter. Leandro Pineda's on deck. Jersey Shore down 7-2 here in the eighth. And Kurion takes that one for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. So no balls, one strike. Lights are beginning to take effect on this cloudy day. And that's a curveball inside. And the count, one ball and one strike on Anthony Kurion. And now a ball gets loose from the bullpen where Tommy McCollum is warming up.
Greensboro up by 5, 7-2. They extended the lead on that 3-run homer at the top of the 8th, but Blue Claws are knocking on the door on the corners with one out. Curveball hit him. Hit him in the elbow. Carrion's fine. He'll take first base, and the Blue Claws have him loaded for Leandro Pineda. And Greensboro with action in their bullpen down the line in left field. Here's Pineda, who's hitless in 3 at-bats. And could use a base hit here. Pineda had 3 hits. He was 3-for-6 on opening day. They're making sure Kurion is okay. He takes off all of his elbow guards and all that. I don't know if he has more protection when he bats or when he catches. Just kidding. Pineda was 3-for-6 on opening day, but is 1-for-25 since then. And he bats here with the bases loaded and one out. 7-2 Greensboro. Pitch on the way. That's high, a fastball. And the count 1-0. On deck is Rickson Wingrove. If Pineda gets on, Wingrove, who does have some serious power, would bat as the tying run. Oliver Mateo ready for the 1-0. And it's high and away, ball 2. My guess is if Pineda reaches, then Greensboro will go to the pen. It's a right-hander throwing. Scheffler singled. He's at third. Lee singled, and Kurion hit by the pitch. Here's the 2-0. Fouled away. Got a good swing at it. Fouls it off to the left. And it's 2 balls and a strike on Leandro Pineda. Pineda and Hao Yu Lee, the 2 20-year-olds on this team. Andrew will turn 21 in June. Open stance to the left side. And the 2-1 pitch. Take it. And I guess a ball. I mean, it is a ball. I guess it was outside. And that's what Warren Eubanks indicates to the Greensboro dugout. A break for Pineda, though. Now it's 3-1. And the pitch is hit in the air well out in the right center field. It'll hang up, though, for Jarvis. The right fielder into the gap to make the grab. Tagging a third, Scheffler. He'll score. The throw comes in towards third, cut off, and Lee scampers in there. Kurion stays put at first. A sack fly and an RBI for Leandro Pineda, who I think thought he got a little bit more of that, but it's a sacrifice fly, and the Blue Claws trail it 7-3. He had the right spot out in the gap in right center, but it just kind of hung up a bit. So Pineda gets his 4th RBI of the season, and Rickson Wingrove, the hitter, with 2 men down. Lee tags and goes to third. So it's 1st and 3rd for Rickson. And Scheffler, who has 2 hits, scores his first run. 7-3 Hoppers. And the pitch on the way. Taken low for ball 1. Wingrove did not start today. He's 1-for-2. Second game this week that he did not start and came in a second time through the order. Came in today for Jamari Baylor. 1 ball, no strikes. And the pitch swinging. Well, it might have been ball 2, and he bounces and fell behind the plate. And the count is 1 ball and 1 strike. So bottom half of the 8th, and the Blue Claws down 7-3. Tommy McCollum continuing in the Blue Claws bullpen. And the 1-1 to Wingrove. In the dirt. Good eye to breaking ball. Lays off. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Rickson is not the tying run. That's Hendrick Nava, who's on deck. On the corners with 2 down. Wingrove awaits the pitch from Mateo. Here it comes. And it's chopped to the right side. The second baseman ranges over Dixon. Off-balance throw back to the pitcher, or rather back to Ordonez, who came off the bag. He got back covering. In time, they get the out. Ordonez and the pitcher, Mateo, nearly collided on that. Dixon went a long way, made a good play. And the inning is over. That saves a run. And would have brought the tying run to the plate. That was well done by Dixon at second base. Blue Claws do get one on two hits. There were no errors and two left. But they're down four, go to the ninth. 7-3 Greensboro on BlueClaws.com and MILB. TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Taking the
back here at Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the ninth inning, and the Blue Claws have Tommy McCollum on to throw. Fourth pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws. Jordy Martinez went one inning. He allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 3 hits. And McCollum's first pitch, about a 57-footer, and it skips by Nava back to the screen. No walks and no strikeouts for Martinez as McCollum takes over in the ninth. And that pitch is cut on and missed, a high fastball. And the count is 1-1 on Jace Bowen. McCollum, an undrafted free agent, signed in 2021 out of Wingate University in North Carolina. He'll turn 24 years old in June. And now time called as he ties his right shoe. I don't think they ding you for that on the pitch clock. They ding you for everything else. They got Andrick Nava on a pitch clock violation before the catcher, which I had not seen before. Fastball low. And the count is... what do they call that, a strike? It says 1-2 on the board. Yeah, no, 2 balls, 1 strike. McCollum making his third appearance. He's allowed just 1 hit over 2 scoreless innings. And a slow roller up third that goes foul. He's walked 3, struck out 6. Last year, he struck out 52 out of 116 batters faced with Clearwater. Had a 1.45 ERA and 5 saves. Thought we might see him up here at some point last year, but he didn't make it up here last year. He does make it up here at the start of this season. And that one swung on and missed. He chased a high fastball that was over his head almost, and Bowen strikes out swinging. First strikeout for McCollum, and it's brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Mike Escoto. Fastball, that sails high. And back to the screen. So Jersey Shore, just going back to the bottom of the eighth inning, they had first and third, 2 out. Wingrove's ball in the hole sent the second baseman, Brendan Dixon, sliding over to his left. Running over to his left. He made a nice play, and the first baseman, Escoto, got back around. The first baseman, Ordonez, got back to the bag and nearly collided with a pitcher, but he was able to make the catch, get his foot on the base in time to end the inning. It was a very good play all around. Foul back. And if Wingrove had been safe, couldn't make the play for whatever the reason, it would have been a 3-run game, 7-4, and Jersey Shore would have had the fastball fouled away first base side. would have had the tying run of the plate. As it is now, they'll be down by at least four going into the bottom half of the ninth. Remember, tomorrow, 1:05 in the final game of the series. We'll be on at 12:50. If you're coming, gates open at 12. And it's Kids Club Sunday. Kids eat free thanks to Sabrent. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Foul back under the screen. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the 2-2. High pop. Shallow right. Out goes Hal Yulee, the second baseman. Now he comes in, and on the edge of the infield dirt, Hal Yulee makes the catch. Escoto retired, and two down. And that'll bring up Hudson Head, the center fielder. Said before, I think Greg Brodzinski and Phil Kondari, the pitching coach, would have preferred to use McCollum a closer game, because this early in the year, I'm sure you can't go back-to-back days. Fastball high in the count, 1-0. So his appearance today probably knocks him out for tomorrow. And he might be their most reliable reliever. 1-0 the count. And that one is at the knees, a called strike. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Hudson Head. He is 0-for-3, reached on an E6. And that one down and inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. And he scored the first run on the 3-run homer by Jackson Glenn. Greensboro will bring in a new pitcher for the bottom of the ninth. Be their fifth of the day. And Nava, Martin, and Carr will face him. Popped up in back of third. The left fielder, Schreffler, coming in toward the line. He's there. And Troy Schreffler makes the grab, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. And nobody left on base. We've played 8 innings here in Shoretown. And it's Greensboro 7 and the Blue Claws 3. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live and MILB TV.
The best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Santiago Flores, the new pitcher for Greensboro. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for Jersey Shore. Endrick Nava, Casey Martin, and Jared Carr. Flores, the fifth pitcher of the day. This is not a save situation. He's allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, and 3 2/3 innings so far this year with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. And a 4.14 ERA between Greensboro, or rather a 6.50 ERA with Greensboro last year. Fastball, that's in there for a strike. And the count is nothing and one. Third appearance of the series for Flores, who pitched on both Tuesday and Thursday. And the 0-1 is high for a ball. And the count 1-1. Gave up an unearned run on Tuesday and then threw a scoreless inning on Thursday. He was actually the winning pitcher in the first game of the series, the Blue Claws home opener. 1-1 on Nava. That's dotted inside. It's two balls and a strike. Hendrick 0 for 3 today. He'll be followed by Casey Martin and then Jared Carr. 7-3 lead for Greensboro. And the 2-1 pitch is a little bloop shot in the shallow right center. Going back on it, Dixon. It's over his bare hand and drops it, a base hit. Just reached up with whatever he could and couldn't get it. So a single for Hendrick Nava. And the Blue Claws have the leadoff man on here in the ninth inning for Casey Martin. Martin has walked twice, stolen a base, been caught stealing, and popped out to third. He's hitless in one at bat, but he's been on base two times. Right-handed hitter. Blue Claws need two more on base to bring up the tying run. And he looks at a fastball from Santiago Flores that misses high. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Flores is 1-0, and that is at the knees called strike, and it's 1-1. So down by four, Jersey Shore trying to rally, or they'd fall to 1-4 in this series. 1-1 on the Arkansas product, Casey Martin. Swing and a miss. Good cut at a fastball, and it's one ball, two strikes. Jersey Shore has lost leads each of the last 2 days. A 5-1 lead on Thursday, 3-0 last night, but not today. They've trailed the whole way. And the 1-2, tip foul. Today the big blow came at the top of the seventh inning. Three-run home run by Jackson Glenn, which made it 7-2 from 4-2. Similar to last night when Hudson Head hit a three-run homer to make it 8-3. And in the seventh, pitch to Martin is a slider, and it's low for a ball. So nobody out, runner at first. And the Blue Claws down 7-3. 2-2 count on Martin. And Flores is ready. Long hold. Here's the pitch. Fastball, foul back. Into the screen, and the count remains 2-2. They have Jared Carr up on the screen, but it is not Carr. It is Casey Martin. Here's a breaking ball hit high in the air to right center. Coming on is Jarvis, the right fielder, and he's there. Makes the grab. So Martin pops out. That's out number one, and it will bring up the aforementioned Jared Carr. Blue Claws still need two more on base to bring the tying run to the plate. Troy Schraffler, who's got two hits, is in the on-deck circle. Nava has the lead. Breaking ball check swing, and he went around. Says the base umpire, Jalen Goodman, nothing and one. If this were a one- or two-run game, they might pinch run for Nava, who has a very short lead. He's not going anywhere. 0-1. Hard grounder back of the middle. Knocked down by Flores. Picks it up on the mound. Concedes the out at second. Takes the out at first. And they're at two down. Flores just kind of stuck his glove down, and the ball hit it. Almost stayed in the glove. But he's able to recover, get the out. So Carr retired two away. Nava goes to second, and the Blue Claws have one more chance. And Troy Schraffler is coming up. Some of the crowd beginning to filter out as Schraffler steps in, right-handed batter with an open stance. Nick Ward would be next. And the pitch on the way, chased a high fastball. Swing and a miss, nothing in one. Have not seen Troy chase too many in these first few games this week. Definitely a spark plug type. Runs very well. Can work a count already drawn four walks this year in about 15 plate appearances. 0-1. Breaking ball. That's a strike on the inside corner. And the count, nothing in two. So a loss will drop the Blue Claws to 2-6 on the season, 1-4 in the series. And the 0-2 pitch on the way from Flores is down and away, the slider. And it's 2-2. 1-05 tomorrow. Gabriel Cotto for Jersey Shore and Valentin Linares for Greensboro. A matchup that we saw on opening day Tuesday here when Cotto gave up five runs in the first inning. And the Blue Claws lost that game 13-9. Another slider, and that's, I guess, high. I think everybody in the building, including Schreffler, thought that was strike three, with the one exception being Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire. I mean, Troy took two steps toward the Blue Claws dugout, and he says, okay, you want to give me one more chance? Let's do it. 2-2, the pitch. Fly ball down the right field line. That's slicing foul, and that'll head out of play. Landing up on the in the first base picnic area, and the count still 2-2. It was a good slider by Flores, but I guess high. So 2-2 the count. And here it comes. Fastball blooped in the air, shallow right field. Coming on Jarvis, he's there. Jarvis waits for it, makes the grab, and ends the ball game. Your final score is Greensboro 7 and the Blue Claws 3. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Sinatra plays through the stadium. That's life. Blue Claws fall to 1-4 on this season opening homestand. For Greensboro, 7 runs on 11 hits and no errors. For the Blue Claws, 3 runs on 7 hits, and they made 2 errors today. Matt Osterberg, the Jersey Shore starter, takes the loss. He falls to 0-1, and the second pitcher for Greensboro, Drew Irvine, he is the winning pitcher, and he is 1-0. There was no save. Blue Claws are 2-6. Greensboro is 6-2. The time of the game was 2 hours and 33 minutes. And I did not see the attendance for you. Multi-hit games for the Blue Claws. Troy Schreffler had the only one. He was 2-for-4. Stolen bases, Jared Carr is 4th. Troy Schreffler is 6th. KC Martin, his 3rd. Final score, 7-3 on BlueClaws.com. And Bally Live. Have a good night, everybody. Sorry.